Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today is Monday, March 20th. I'm Bill Ryan. Here's what's trending on Q104. The Cleveland Police Department is asking everybody to please avoid the area of Ontario Street and St. Clair Avenue. There will be no parking in that area as there was a water main break yesterday and a large portion of the intersection collapsed. Again, that's Ontario and St. Clair. Former President Donald Trump claims he will be arrested tomorrow and is urging his supporters to protest. The former president is being investigated for his alleged role in a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. The New York DA's office has not confirmed that Trump will be arrested, and as for possible protests, have stated they do not tolerate attempts to intimidate their office or threaten the rule of law in New York. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will host the cast of the TV series Ted Lasso at the White House today. Jason Sudeikis and other members of the cast will meet with the Bidens to discuss the importance of addressing your mental health to promote overall well-being. The third season of Ted Lasso began streaming last week on Apple TV+. Need a break from basketball? March Madness is off until Thursday when we'll jump into the Sweet 16. And the Cavs, they've had a nice break. They beat the Wizards on Friday night, and they're going to be in Brooklyn to play the Nets tomorrow night. Today is going to look nice for the first day of spring. Lots of sunshine, still a little chilly, though. Upper 40s. That's what's trending on Q104.
Waking you up every morning. I said, waking you up!
I'm up.
Jenny Light is filling in for Morgan. Morgan's going to be back tomorrow. All things entertainment. Let's jump into it right now. It's a Hollywood dirt sheet.
All right. Sometimes we forget behind the big headlines there's real people affected by what's going on with the Silicon Valley Bank collapse, the second largest banking failure in U.S. history. Sharon Stone was a part of that.
You're saying silicon.
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 I think it's something else.
Not silicone.
So it's not.
Maybe that's why you're thinking of Sharon Stone.
Well, either
way. It's a Freudian slip.
Silicon. Yes.
Silicon.
Either way, she lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
And she had to go speak. She was honored with this Courage Award at the Women's Cancer Research Fund's evening in Beverly Hills last week. And she was, you know, telling people to donate to charity. And she's like, while encouraging the crowd, she admitted that she just lost half of her money in this banking thing. Now, could you imagine Sharon Stone money and like just losing it? Silicon.
What are you asking me? Can I imagine losing half my money?
We don't have Sharon Stone money.
Yeah, I was going to say, if I lost half my money, I would not be here this. Well, maybe I would be. I would still have my job. I would need the money.
Well, I just, you know, if you have Sharon Stone money and you lose half of it, you just got to move on, right?
Still, it's significant, I'm sure.
I mean, I don't know how much, but we could look at our bank. Oh, there's nothing in there. Oh, well. I like living on the edge because I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, right.
All right, Amy Robach and Andrew Hsu quietly finalized their divorce just 4 months after the Good Morning America affair with TJ Holmes was exposed. So they did it quickly. That was really, really quick. The former couple amicably divided their assets through mediation and agreed to share custody of their dog, Brody. If you're wondering about the dog, there you go. Taylor Swift kicking off her Eras tour Friday night in Glendale, Arizona. It was everything the 70,000 plus fans in attendance hoped for. She kicked off the show with Lover, which didn't get its own tour during the pandemic. You know, that whole tour got canceled, obviously. The set list covered 44 songs and ran for 3 hours. I was looking at the set list. I'm like, God. I need to somehow find a way into that tour. Somehow.
I felt like I was there this past weekend. It seemed like Because I'm from that area. I'm not from that area.
I'm from here,
but I live there.
Right.
And so a lot of my friends and followers are in that
area.
There. And so many people were at the Taylor Swift show.
Well, yeah, at least 70,000 people. So the outfits, they were just beautiful. I'm going to find a way into that Pittsburgh show. I'm putting it out there. All right, on TV tonight, The Bachelor is on ABC. It is Love Week, or as they call it, SEX Week. It's a little early. They're in Thailand. NCIS, all those are on CBS. The Voice is on NBC. WWE Monday Night Raw is on USA. For all of this and more, it's Q104.com and always on the free Odyssey app.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.